They call themselves Hollow and Akimbo. That's Hollow and Akimbo on their new EP, Pseudoscience. Their electropop is winning this Ann Arbor duo some very warm praise from critics, including some praise I read from the UK. Hollow and Akimbo joins us now in the studio. John Visger, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian Konacek, good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
You're based in Ann Arbor now, but you guys grew up in Alpena, right around in that northwest corner of the Lower Peninsula. You have known each other since you were kids. You've been playing in several bands over the years, both influenced by punk music. And I'm curious, from punk rock to this really, really interesting electro pop that you're doing, where was the voyage? How did that evolve? It's not punk.
Sure. I mean, I think there's still a little bit of the punk influence in there, and maybe it's more of a post-punk influence, but that sort of jagged, angular guitar stuff always seems to find its way in, and that certainly dates back to those times. But I think, I mean, over time we just discovered Bjork and Beck and, Radiohead and things like that. But I kept the punk in there for a long time because that was my, nothing at all against punk, I love it, but there's a low barrier to entry to play it. So, and I needed that to give me the confidence to even try. There was actually a local band at the time that called themselves Bunk Rock. It was almost sub-punk rock, and I looked up to them, and they sort of made me realize, like, oh, anyone can play music and entertain people, and it's the personality you put into it that makes it really work.
Now, I'm curious. You guys have known each other since you were in grade school together. What were you not hearing that you wanted to add to the music scene?
That's a really good question. I think we had such a limited view, I think, especially where we grew up up north, the
sure.
music scene was very small. And so I think we had a different perspective on what was popular.
Okay. So the wrong idea.
Yeah, we had it was a very skewed vision of what we thought other people liked and what was popular. So we just kept chipping away at these different influences we were hearing.
It takes time to form that.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I don't think we were consciously trying to do anything different. I think it's just the way it comes out is hopefully original.
John, we talked about some of the guitar influences and that punk feel from junior high. Who would be some of your electronic music influences?
I mean, to name names isn't necessarily that interesting of an it's not going to be that interesting of an answer necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I think that where the more interesting influence with that stuff lies is that we talk in terms of texture and aesthetic almost all the time, and it stays very pure that way. Of, you know, we'll just speak about, like, you know, certain feelings of haziness or sort of sophisticated primitive beats. You know, and that sounds like an oxymoron, but that instantly means something to us of sort of primitive sophistication. And even in the name itself, with Hollow and Akimbo.
That's what I want to ask you about. It's an intriguing name. What are you saying with that?
It kind of speaks to two sides of the band. In terms of sound, it really almost defines it. Of Hollow refers to the sort of ghostly ambiance and haze and maybe emotional feelings of emotional disconnection that work its way in. I realized really recently, actually in preparation for this, I was thinking about the name, and I realized that's really personally meaningful to me as well, in terms of the lyrics, because I have sort of it's always a challenge for me to sort of connect with other people. It's something that I really have to work at, and it's really easy for me to disconnect and just retreat into my own head. And to me, that sort of is represented in the Hollow side of it, but I have a real determination to not just retreat into myself and continue to try to connect with people and project thoughts and feelings outward. And that sort of willingness to fight to communicate is the akimbo side. That's the sort of hard-edged post-punk skeleton of the whole thing that the ethereal elements sort of drape themselves on. Mm-hmm. And that really sonically is how I think of the entire band.
I'm interested in when I saw that you wrote, recorded, mixed, and mastered this all on your own. Was there any thought of working with a producer just to get another set of ears to be part of the mix, or were you just so in sync that you didn't really want to have anybody else at the party?
The project itself has been ongoing for a number of years, actually. Yeah. And we actually did bounce it to a few trusting ears. The producer who's in town, actually, the name of Jim Roll. We took it to his studio, and he gave us his insight on it. So we're pretty precious about it, I think. For better or worse, doing it yourself, you have unlimited time. You know, you can work on it whenever you're in the right headspace or whenever you have the right amount of time to work on it. So studios are very limiting, which can be a good thing if you come in prepared. Yeah. But the never really crossed our mind to work with another producer, because I think we write and we produce and we mix all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What about touring, performing? What are your hopes there?
We are currently in the process of putting together our show. It all kind of happened pretty quickly, actually, the getting the record out and being picked up by Quite Scientific. It all kind of happened very quickly after we decided we were finally done, finally done with the recording process. And so it was one of those things where we made the music in a room, and then kind of we now have to figure out how to make the show come to life. But we're pretty close, and hopefully this coming fall and winter we'll be out and about a little bit more.
Where, John, do you want to see Hollow and Akimbo go? What's your personal goal for this effort?
My personal goal is to it all is based around wanting to continue to evolve the aesthetic, and in a very sort of theoretical sense, just see it achieve the artistic heights that I want it to achieve. I have no care about the commercial success of it or not. I think some people will enjoy it, and I'm not concerned about that side of it because of the feedback we've gotten thus far has been very good. But I only care about the commercial success to the level that it allows us to keep developing it and going through the process that I find a lot of beauty in, of just, you know, working with Brian to make music even after so many years, and just evolving what we do together.
The group is Hollow and Akimbo, duo based out of Ann Arbor. John Visger, Brian Konacek. It was very good to meet you. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having us. Very good to talk to you.